Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and start at the first episode. We tell a continuous story here at Roll One, and it's best to begin at the beginning. If you're returning, welcome back. I just want to mention two little rule mistakes I've made. First was how the sniper rifle operates in the last few episodes. It only is supposed to fire once every other round, and a character needs to have a certain bronze core to even be able to use it without a bipod. This cuts down on the weapon being a bit of a powerhouse that at first I thought it was. The second rule occurs later in this episode. When a target gets multiple critical hits, each one adds 10 for each previous crit they've received. I did know that at some point, but for some reason I added the total results together in this episode, which got to a character... Well, you'll see, I don't want to spoil too much. So, the reason why I bring this up is because going forward, I'm going to use the correct rules. I just want to point it out in case anyone was worried about any inconsistencies. With that out of the way, though, let's just get right to it and let's get on with the show.
Galactic Empire will stop at nothing to ensure its iron rule will remain uncontested throughout the galaxy. This is why it has developed weapons like Project Firestorm, a fast-acting chemical agent intended to be used to quell dissidents. The crew of the Iron Shrike has rescued a rebel scientist with knowledge of the project, and they have hidden themselves away as they plan their next moves. Yet they will never be safe. Not while the young Bosch Trevia is pursued by the Imperial Inquisitor.
Alright, so we are starting off our next session. Last we left off, you guys had managed to rescue Certanuko from an Imperial prison on the planet Morja. And then you fled the prison after also learning about Project Firestorm being led by a sinister Dr. Avris.
We also saved the Wookiee Ass.
Possibly ass.
We
don't know his name yet.
That's where we're going. That's it for now.
Yep.
Right?
The ass Wookiee.
Yep. Mm-hmm. End of the last episode, Certanuko says she has an idea of where to hide out. And it's specifically the place the previous crew and owners of the Iron Shrike would hide out. It's a planet called Gorman. Spelled G-H-O-R-M-A-N. So yeah, you guys have now been in Gorman for a few days. You guys have a chance to lick your wounds, try to figure out what's going on next. Specifically on Gorman. It's an industrialized world. It's temperate. It's, you know, in the region, it's probably one of the more populated, important worlds. So you guys are sort of in an out-of-the-way area. You're sort of like in the North Pole in a small starport. Around mostly mining towns. It's like you're in Siberia or like
Alaska, maybe.
Yeah, it's like thinking like more like a Vladivostok or
yeah.
So it is cold.
Vladivostok.
You're in a cold
Kamchatka.
Area. It's a cold area, probably next to the coast, so there's beautiful scenery.
Whales?
Maybe. We could establish that if you roll
a manage someone.
Definitely not.
Porks?
No. Maybe. No porks.
Penguins.
Penguins. Docks?
Oil?
No docks, but could be a lot of oil. But right. It's just that kind of like picture like a whaling town mixed with like an oiling town, like an oil derrick.
So like cold,
on a coast somewhere.
Cold Dishonored.
Yep.
Cold Dunwall.
Yep. That's where you guys are. It's not too populous, but it's out of the way. And there is an arrangement that the previous crew of the Iron Shrike had with a starport there. Were they able to falsify the records and just hide out there? So you guys are hiding out there. So we're gonna open up on an exterior shot of this settlement. It's maybe early afternoon. The sun is still rising over a blue sky. You can see it reflecting off these beautiful lapping waves. There's the ground that is visible is mostly like black volcanic ash, but it's almost entirely covered by icy rolling hills. The settlement itself, though, it looks a lot like an oil derrick where there's lots of steel beams and parts go out into the water
and landing pads themselves go out into the water. The landing pad you are on is in a circular enclosed area with the roof is the only thing that's open. Picture the landing pad in A New Hope. There's ships coming and going, but not too many. It's busy, but not like dizzyingly busy like a Coruscant would be. So we have we've had that establishing shot. Then we cut into the an interior shot of the starport, looking at the Iron Shrike. I'm assuming you guys have been working on it for a little while, so there's probably pieces mm-hmm. about. You guys have been repairing it. Who wants to describe where they are and set the scene? Like, maybe what's the first thing the audience hears to lead into your characters?
They hear a bunch of clattering as Levo drops like a box of parts.
So there's a clattering.
Oh, damn it.
We cut then to Levo. Where is he?
He's like walking into the, I guess the like bay area from like a hallway, from like a supply closet. And just like make, now he's like picking, I'm like picking up pieces and putting them in this crate.
Why did you drop the pieces?
Arms loose. Okay. Like he's holding it and I'm holding it and just like gives out like and just drops.
The whole side falls yeah. and things splatter, so you're picking them up. The camera pans. Who do we see next and what are they doing?
Tumask is trying to repair the ship. Like he's working on some holes or on the hull of the ship. And he's got his data pad. And he's kind of got like a manual for the ship or something. Like this is still something he's learning. He's kind of stepped into this role as the mechanic of the group. So he's trying to figure out, you know, it's a little outside his expertise. He's used to being inside his hole with his technology, but now he's traveling with this band of possible heroes. So he's like welding something and then like looking over, scanning, making sure it's the right piece, and then goes back to kind of like welding. Like
YouTubing directions.
Flint. Yeah, exactly. Like watching the video, pausing, doing the work, going
maybe
back
then
to
dropping
the video.
Like the blast shield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's scat like it's spraying, pulling yeah. blast shield back up, looking at the data.
And, like the speaker's out. It's like, hey guys, it's Duel. Here to show you how to repair the Iron Shriek. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like one of those horrible, like, YouTube.
The Brilliant White Team 1000.
2400.
Flint is standing next to Tumask, and he's holding both of his arms and shivering, and he looks very miserable.
Did you not buy a jacket? Have you not gone into town to buy a jacket?
I say that he does have a jacket, and he's got his head tails tucked into the hood very carefully, but he hates it. He hates this. You can tell just by looking at him, he's miserable in the cold. He's shivering a little. He's rubbing his arms for warmth, even though he probably doesn't have to. He's being a whiny baby about the cold. He doesn't like it, like being in the cold. He didn't grow up in the cold. And every once in a while, he's like angrily handing a Hydra spanner to Musk while he's just like trying to be useful at the same time as just, this is
blah, blah, blah. I think the camera still pans a little bit, and there's Serta Nuko standing next to you with almost an identical jacket, just smaller for her frame. And her arms are folded because she looks a little cold too, but she's not putting up anywhere near as much of like a hissy fit.
No one is.
Serta Nuko has like a thermos.
Oh yeah, she's like she has a thermos with mugs on. Nice. Steam is coming out of the thermos.
Some nice hot blue milk.
What is Bosch up to?
So the camera sort of pulls back out a little bit, and we can kind of, you know, see a little bit more of the bay. It doesn't pull like out straight up, but it pulls kind of like back from the ship at an angle, so we see like further out into the bay. And there's on one of the like larger ice floes, we see Bosch. Shirtless, obviously.
Even in the cold.
It's so cold. Well, I've been doing spear forms for the last several hours, gotcha. And I got mm-hmm. hot.
Mm-hmm. What noise your spear makes again?
Ooga.
Are you within visual sight of us?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the spaceport.
Oh, no, we're in the enclosed.
Okay. All right, so like I'm outside the spaceport, but like I'm within like
You say you're out in this. What it could be is you have supervision because the Wookiee who is with you is walking along the shore, just like picking up rocks and casually skipping rocks from the water.
I just so jealous of all that. Wow.
Have you guys tried to learn the Wookiee's name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to know what to call him.
His name is Gar-Tatha.
Gar-Tatha.
A at the end.
Yep. A at the end.
I know that this is a little on the nose, but the reason that I chose that to open for Bosch is because I put my 20 or 15 of my 20 experience points into my melee stat. Mm-hmm. So I'm rolling 2 yellow dice for that now.
Nice.
So there's a reason that I got better at it. Nice. You can cut that out if you want.
No, I like that. So you're training there, and I think the camera just sort of follows you for like an intense sort of training monologue. Maybe there's like a helicopter shot circling you as you do these moves.
And like right at the end of one of them.
Can the camera be actually the camera droid that I got? That's doing everything and like circling like Bosch. It's like his like training video or something.
Yeah. So I can watch it later to check for flaws.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then at the end of it, as I'm at like the height of concentration, I like do a sort of force jump, a force assisted flippy thing, and like do the land like the hero pose when you land with like one fist on the ground and like yeah.
When you do that, the Wookiee lazily claps. like you're like, yeah, okay. But like, he's not a very enthusiastic individual, as you've seen so far.
kind of a misanthrope.
Yep. So the camera then cuts to you and the Wookiee walking through the winding streets of the settlement. And you're walking, and you sort of get a feeling in the Force. You get this like this odd feeling. Like something's off. Like the camera focuses on you and does that weird sound effect you hear in Rebels. Mm-hmm. How do you react?
I look at Gar and I say, wait, Gar, just duck into this shop with me for a second. Something's not right here.
He growls as you say that, and just as you say that, a shadow passes over all of you. Both of you in the streets.
Okay, so I'm going to roll a perception.
Oh, you don't need to.
No, okay,
To know what that shadow was?
What's the shadow?
You look up, and an Imperial Star Destroyer is passing overhead over the settlement.
So Bosch looks up, and he says, I don't feel so good.
And as you say that, you see the Star Destroyer start belching TIE fighters out of the bay underneath, and land shuttles start coming out.
Shit. So, and I look at Gar, and I look at Gar-Tatha, and I say, "We have to get back to the ship."
He's
on that Star Destroyer. I know it.
So as you say that, the Wookiee nods and he says something in Shriwook, which you don't understand yet. he just growls as far as you can comprehend. So I imagine you start running towards the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So we have shot of you guys, of you two running through the streets, and you get towards the entrance to where the starport where your ship is, or the hangar where your ship is, and you hit the button, and the others are inside. You guys are now sort of seeing this now. You guys mid-reaction.
We do see the...
Yeah, you see the Imperial Star Destroyer overhead.
The hell that is about to rain down upon us?
Yes.
Apparently.
Okay.
What happened to landing in a safe place and lying low for a few days? Maybe they're here for somebody else.
Do you shout that?
Yeah, sure.
No.
So we gotta run. Right?
So we should run. Probably.
Whoa.
So as you say that, as you're all sort of like panicking and looking, and I'm assuming you're standing in the doorway still to the hangar, you turn back and you see a squad of stormtroopers like shouldering their way through the streets, making their way towards you guys. You see them not just with their normal blaster rifles, but you see them with heavy blaster rifles as well, like almost an underslung rotary blaster. And they're making their way right towards your hangar.
Flynn actually gets a little smile because he's going to leave this ice planet. He's ready to go. He's just, let's go, let's go, let's go!
Like, and Chumas, like, does one of those, like, quick welding jobs. He's just like, ksh, 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 just like hitting like every little spot he could, like just like just so the ship can fly.
And while you're doing that, Sir Danuko is smacking you on the shoulder, trying to pull you away.
Yeah,
we have to go now.
I'm gonna try and throw a stun grenade at the stormtroopers.
So you're gonna run towards the stormtroopers and throw a stun grenade?
Yeah.
Roll.
No.
What, do we even know that they're coming straight?
They're
at
moving.
Us.
Actually, no. I'll sit to make it specific. They're walking towards you, and they see you.
Okay.
And one of them points at you, and they start to raise their blasters.
Yeah. So basically, as he's running in, I want to throw.
Cool. Roll initiative.
Jesus. Initiative. Wow.
We should all do that one.
How many of them are?
You see a squad of them, so 12.
Same.
three success.
Three for Bosch, or for Tumosk?
Tumosk.
Three for the stormtroopers.
Oh,
all right. God damn.
Oh, sorry, two for the stormtroopers. It was two for Bosch. What did Levo have?
Three advantages.
Three advantages. Is there anything? We'll get to that in a second. What did Flint have?
Well, that can't beat my three advantages.
In fact, I think that ties.
It ties. My three advantages.
Is there anything you guys want to establish about the environment?
There are heavy blast doors that we can close.
Cool. There are heavy blast doors that you can close.
Oh, yeah, we have advantages for the environment.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Heavy blast doors is one. That's one of
we could probably have
six.
Fuel cells right next to the door in an actual hangar, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Fuel cells next to the door.
Yeah. I'm still next to the door, but sure.
Well, yeah, yeah. We're about three of us are next to the door.
Better than next to the ship.
You know. Yes.
I imagine Levo just picked up all of those items, lifted them up, sees us, tosses them
on
the ground
basically,
again.
I'm sorry, what's going on with our light side, dark side point situation right now?
We need to roll those.
We do.
So let's roll those. Thank you for reminding me. One dark side point from Flint. One dark side point from Bosch.
Got it.
Two dark side points from Levo.
Two light.
One dark side point from Tumas. So I'm looking at five dark side points for my use.
Boy, it's going to be fun.
Oh, no.
What else? What other advantages are there?
There's like a bucket full of light side points right by the door.
There are a lot of people in the street. Like, you know, like they're
it's
like
crowded.
It's very crowded.
Heavy civilian casualties expected.
So like,
this will fuel anti-rebellion sentiment in a couple years.
Oh, Vorchester has.
Didn't you hear
about
what they did on Gorma?
I would say another advantage. There's like a ship docked right next to ours. It's like a big like party ship, and they're just having a ranger right next to us.
So a party may get in the way. Of this
yeah,
violence.
A party may get in the way. That might interfere, or distract the stormtroopers a little bit.
Yeah.
Like they're scantily clad, like women and men, like just
bunch of Twi'leks and leather bikinis in the cold.
Can the stormtroopers
have a black dye for boobies? They're distracted by boobs. Like, oh! That might be too much.
Yeah.
Some of those stormtroopers are women and they could be straight.
They could be gay women.
There's like abs out there. There's like constant six packs.
Yeah. There's like there's enough eye candy
for everybody.
There's eye candy for everybody.
And arms.
There's some
arms.
Tight male buns.
Yes.
On gosh.
Yeah.
Who they have eyes for only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Jeez.
There's definitely a stormtrooper.
You're just too sexy, Bosch.
Like, saved Bosch's wanted poster.
There's a. Obviously,
all right, we're spending
anyway,
time.
Okay. But anyway, this, one of the other advantages. There's like an empty barrel, in front that Levo also plans on kicking down the like stairway.
Okay.
Why the fuck not?
Sure.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Baby.
Okay. Cool. So there are all those things.
Do we have any more advantages?
I think we spent our advantages.
There's most on the party bus. Most of the party bus.
Fuck is that? There's another buster.
Cool. Two busters.
No,
perfect.
All
right.
So what do we got?
So it's going to be hero slot first. I think Levo, you said you wanted to take that to throw the grenade.
That's ranged light, right?
Yep. It's going to be difficulty two because they're still a little ways away, but they're getting in close.
Can I? Oh no, this would take an action now because we've rolled initiative. Never mind. Go ahead.
Three successes.
Nice.
Wow.
Great. So that is
net even.
So that's
successes.
I think six 8 damage? So, yeah, 8 damage.
Yes.
And it's 8 strain. So you toss that into the crowded street.
Yeah.
People are... There's screams. People are terrified, panicking. Pandemonium ensues.
Some of the screams are immediately cut short by the people that fall down unconscious.
Yeah, I don't imagine they have a lot of soak.
So we have another hero slot. Who's next?
I can take it real quick.
Does Gartatha take
Oh, you know what? Slot? These two have slots. I'm going to roll for them real quick. Gartatha, 0. and then Serta, 1. All right.
So at the end, anyway.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah.
Gartatha does have a slot right now.
Okay. So I guess I'll take the next hero slot. Bosch looks forward and sees a child... knocked kind of to the side by Leva's stun grenade, and decides to try and pull her off to the side, out of the way of the carnage.
Into like, are you leaving the hangar to go grab her?
Yeah, like, how far that. Away is she? I'd like threw that.
Yeah, he threw it. So
okay, I wanted to be heroic.
if you want to go and engage with the stormtroopers, you can.
I definitely don't. There are a lot of them.
I'm just trying to hold them back for a minute.
Yeah. So Bosch is gonna slam the hangar door shut and lock it.
Cool. You hit the button. The hangar door shut, and then it locks. And then the blast doors slowly start lowering. Villain slot. You hear on the other side. You're still screaming, but you hear the rattling of stormtrooper armor as it gets closer, and all of a sudden, bang on the door. So they're on the other side. Banging on the door, trying to get it open. Hero slot.
Flint runs inside the ship, grabs his sniper rifle, which I would assume he would have just kind of like knocked, like, you know, like standing up against a wall, mm-hmm. near the entrance. So he grabs. Mm-hmm. I'd like him to.
Is
grab
there a
it.
Weapons locker on the ship? Like maybe like a weapons rack.
Yeah, but yeah. Flint.
Yeah, he would have it out.
Have you been target shooting?
Well, not according to my
sheet. Are there doc on this planet?
No, sure, right? Well, there's
furry types of doc.
Yeah. Little like big penguins.
I heard there were no penguins. Okay, don't do this to me, Jake.
Yeah, so you gotta flip a dark side point for that.
Nah.
All of his other weapons would be in the weapons locker, but the one that he would like his go to would probably be right up there next to this. So he would grab that. And then lie on his belly and aim toward the door to see if they come in to cover people's getting onto the ship. So he's on the ship, taking aim. Oh, I should take a blue die for aim.
Yep. It's going to take your full round to run up into the ship.
Oh, right.
And then grab the blaster. So you run up to the ship, the shot of you running up, grabbing the rifle. The camera then cuts to the next hero, which I believe is Tumask.
Okay. So Tumask throws down the welder, like he had like one of those like shields, like
a blast shield,
on.
But it's like kind of awkwardly sitting on your snout.
Yeah. So he just kind of goes to throws that off, and then he goes to his data pad, and he's trying to see if he can intercept like their comms of the stormtroopers.
Okay. Roll.
I don't know what kind of, roll. Check
use computer.
Yep.
It's going to be pretty difficult. I would say that would be daunting. Because it's an encrypted channel, so it's probably going to be difficulty 5. Mm. 5 purple.
Wow.
But I know you knock one off, so it goes down to 4.
Well, you can't use that to determine.
Only for
statistics.
To hack into encrypted channels of like a live feed, like figuring out what channel they're in from the noise environment.
No hard point.
Yeah, there's. I don't want this to be like something that could be easily done every fight.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, all right, well, we'd be doing that all the time. Mm.
So we have.
Ooh.
Wow.
One.
No.
Two advantages and a failure.
One advantage and a failure. One,
yeah.
Got it. Okay. So he can see. He can see what channel they're on, but he can't get onto it.
What I have your advantage. You see that the Empire is jamming communications throughout the settlement.
Got it.
In this region.
Cool. I'm down with that.
Yeah. So while you're doing that, Serta Nuko is going to run up the ship. She's running as fast as she can. And Gartatha is sort of going up the ship, and he walks up to the ship to where Flint is, and he goes to grab the sniper rifle just as you grab it, and he looks upset.
Yeah, so does Flint.
God, this guy's so selfish.
God, yeah. No yeah, way. He
takes ships. And
yeah. So now
this is also like Flint's beauty. He hasn't named it yet, but he's been mulling over a few options.
Okay.
So top of the round, hero slot.
Bosch is still closest to the door, so Bosch is gonna, I'm gonna take one action and, like, grab one of the fuel barrels and stack it up in front of the door.
Nice.
And then my next action to run back to the ship.
Cool. You're able to run to the base of the ship. Alright, next hero slot.
I'll follow. Like, yeah, let's get on the ship. We gotta get out of here.
So you can follow after and then make it up to the ship itself. Mm-hmm. And I assume you wanna make it most of the way to the cockpit?
Yeah.
Cool. So you run up to the cockpit. That's that. Villain slot. All of a sudden you see they start welding through on the other side. You see sparks flying from the top, slowly forming a circle. Now it's going to be a hero slot.
I mean, I can go last if you guys need me to.
Because we want you to have that aim, too.
Yeah, so
but getting the ship, ship started is like...
Can you hold actions in this?
I think we went over that.
Yeah, I didn't figure it out. We tried to do it.
There's so many, like, anyone can go anywhere.
Yeah.
So we don't need to. I can just say what I do here. I would like to lie on my belly, because I'm still standing with the sniper, though. That's all I got to. So I'd like to lie on my belly and take aim at the fuel cells in front of the door.
Cool.
So I'll take the blue for the aim.
We are not subtle.
Nope.
Never have been, never will.
Yeah. So hero slot, Tumosk now.
So Tumosk is gonna also run into the ship. Along the way, he with his data pad like goes and like turns up the volume of the party ship. So the music is just like it's like a red, you know, big red blinking light for these stormtroopers.
Here in the hopefully distance.
Everybody dance now. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam. So you do that for your round. I'm not even gonna make you roll for that. We'll say that was part of your advantage last time. Serdanuka goes. She runs up into the cockpit, and she sits in the seat behind Levo. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to be Gartatha's turn. He runs up, and he runs up to the co-pilot's seat. And he sits down right next to Levo after he sees you sort of make it to there mm-hmm. first.
That's right.
He's like, he's looking a little upset because two people beat him to the punch.
This guy just tries to take everybody's stuff.
Yeah, he's...
Like, now he's taking my seat, he tried taking your seat.
See, Bosch is the only one who's really tried to understand him.
How's that going for him?
Pretty well.
They were hanging out earlier.
Yeah, that's true. He was watching me train.
You got a sardonic clap.
I'll take it.
That's great.
Like, Tumosk has been, like, trying to be like...
That's more than I ever got from my father.
Yeah, like, Tumas has been trying to be, like, a little sensitive to the whole Wookiee Transocean, like, history.
But it's really
awkward. It's so awkward. Like, he's, like, too nice and too gen. The Wookiee's just getting upset.
It's like trying to talk to a German person about World War II.
And Levo's convinced that he thinks that he's just a thing.
Oh, no.
So he doesn't like the Wookiee.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's a hero slot now.
Mm-hmm. Now that we've ironed out those interpersonal relations,
we've told the audience, haven't shown it to them.
Back to the intense escape sequence.
This is the reality show cut to in the talking head room where you're Garthak is a total piece of shit.
I'm going to roll something real quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And flip a dark side point.
I actually am.
Oh, great.
That was too bad, but we got a light side.
Another initiative entering the fray.
Yay!
Nope. Another initiative entering the fray.
Goodness. Okay, cool. That's a lot of things.
Two successes.
I guess they're breaking through the door.
All right. Hero slot. Who goes?
I will start the ship. I can just do that.
Cool. So the camera's still in the cockpit. You're flicking on things. Lights are coming on. The engines are flaring up. Second hero slot.
Bosch finishes running up into the ship. Gets into a gunnery seat, perhaps.
You make it towards the gunnery seat, and then you feel something weird. The Force again sort of feels a little weird.
Guys, it's
if
not
you're
a...
make a joke, make it on the.
Yeah, it's not a boner.
It's a boner.
It's not a boner, guys.
So I'm going to describe this thing.
Boners feel good.
This does not feel good.
This feels weird.
This is the opposite of a boner.
So Bosch.
Yeah, in fact, Bosch is incredibly tumescent at this point.
I thought that meant engorge.
Oh, does it? I thought it was the opposite.
I'm not sure now. Now I don't know.
I have to look.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. Moving on.
Look at us, idiots.
You feel something weird.
So as you're running up the ship, you feel something weird. And this is quick, like, aside from combat. So Bosch is lying on his belly, probably looking down the landing ramp. Tumask, I'm assuming, is standing with him, still hacking away with his data pad, but on the ship.
Flint.
Yeah, you mean Flint.
Flint and Tumask are doing that. Levo and Garthatha and Certanuco are in the cockpit. Bosch runs up, and he runs past Flint and Tumask as he's going towards the gunnery station, and standing inside the common area is the Inquisitor.
Mm-hmm. What?
What? There is a snap hiss as his red lightsaber ignites upon seeing Bosch.
What?
So, Bosch, you can now finish your action.
Can I roll
Oh, I can finish my action now?
I'm just letting you know he's there now. He's the one who joined
Anyone
the
else's
initiative.
Butthole just pucker hard?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's that snap hiss and that growl of a red lightsaber.
He's not distracted by the music.
And I can't
not
just.
At all.
We don't even know this. Give him, like, a get off my plane. later, maybe later.
Not the right Harrison Ford.
That's right, yeah. Nice. Shit.
Does anyone else notice him? I don't know the layout of the ship.
No, so you guys hear the snap hiss? So Flint and Tumask hear that.
And Flint was like, the ship is starting up. He wouldn't know.
I mean, you hear something weird, and suddenly there's a red light glowing from behind you. So
how did you we were here the whole time. There's one door to this ship. How did you?
I found you at last, Trebia.
That does not answer my question.
I suppose that would
I'm
be
very
bad.
Good at what I do.
Well, I'm not that great at it yet, but I try real hard.
Oh, God.
So what do you do?
Oh so Bosch where's my spear?
I mean, you had your spear in hand because you're
trying. Oh, it did. Okay, I have my spear. Okay, so I sort of like lower my spear at the Inquisitor in like a defensive.
You can't spend your action to make every difficulty check against you one higher, or defensive stat against you one higher.
Oh yeah,
interesting.
Which I think because of. The defensive quality of that weapon.
Yeah, let me check.
It would be difficulty 4 attack against you.
Yeah, because it increases. It adds a difficulty die. That's right. You learn that.
That's really great, actually.
So you want to do a?
It's defensive 1.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you could do that, and then also take that defensive action to increase the die against you instead of attacking or anything.
I will absolutely do that.
Cool.
So Bosch. Sort of crouches down in this very, like, you know, like he's ready to pounce in any direction. And his spear is held, you know, kind of loosely in his hands.
Okay. So you do that. The Inquisitors, the Stormtroopers are going to go next. The door is going to start to continue to weld open and be about 2/3 of the way done.
Right.
The Inquisitor then is going to attack. It's his turn to go. He's going to lunge at Bosch.
This sounds bad.
Sure, it's fine.
That's a lot of dice.
I'm wrong. I'm very wrong. Oh. This is going to be fine. I was wrong.
Oh, he has a triumph.
Oh.
So that is one disadvantage, or one threat, and then a triumph. 2, 3... 4, 5, 6 successes.
Do I survive this?
Well, with the triumph, what I'm going to say he's going to do...
Well, it is 5 successes.
But... The triumph counts as 1 as well.
Yeah, I know.
One's canceled. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
Got you.
Thanks, bro. So his lightsaber, it's going to deal...
Protect you in-game and with the rules.
It's going to deal 10 damage to you.
Okay.
And it's also with the advantage, so he's going to slice through your spear.
Holy shit!
Triumph.
Oh, fuck.
You bastard.
You go to block, he slices right through your spear, it breaks in half.
It makes a sad awooga as it falls apart. yeah, okay, so I have, what's that? So I have 3 soak at the moment. right, because we're, or no, we're still wearing that heavy gear.
Yep.
So that was what, 4 soak?
Yeah, yes. That's 1.
Okay. So, 4 soak, and you said 10
damage? So, 6 damage.
So, 6 damage.
After the soak.
Oh, okay. So, I'm at, I still have 5 wounds remaining.
Cool.
So, yeah, he lunges at you, slices through your spear, and I think he gives you, like, a good solid kick to the chest that knocks you back.
Maybe breaks a rib or something.
Oh, yeah, there's, like, a crack.
Oh,
next hero slot. Who's gone? It's been Bosch and Levo?
Guys, help. Yeah. Help me.
Oh, God. Flint is torn between the door full of stormtroopers and
so I can't do anything else.
What he hears to be a ruckus behind him.
Yeah.
You
hear that snap hiss, and you hear the Inquisitor talk.
Yeah, Flint turns around, and he's just going to whip the sniper rifle around because he knows this dude is bad news. And he's going to take a shot even at close range. Is he. Wait, can I see him from here? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might have your blaster on you, right?
Like yeah,
so he's basically like,
yeah.
Well, it's does like the
going into the
actually, yeah. Okay, so if I leave the sniper rifle facing the door, I turn with the I can turn, draw the blaster, and fire.
Do it.
I'll do that.
He has adversary 3.
No, that's not right.
So you're close range right now,
right?
But it's going to turn one of those into a red. Okay. Add another purple, and then upgrade that purple to another red, so 2 red total.
Fuck. wait, how come you did it like that with the upgrade?
Because I'm doing it sequentially.
Oh,
yeah. Because you, if you don't have a, if you don't have a red dice to upgrade,
your thorough explanation confused me.
Yeah.
I don't think I can. Oh, I can use my movement to aim, right?
Correct.
All right. So I'll add that blue in. Here we go.
Fuck him up.
Right, because it's. I've got 4 advantages and a success.
Is that a crit?
That's a crit.
Nice.
Yes.
How much damage?
Only. Ooh. What was that? So it's only 1 success, right? So it's 6 damage, and it crits on 2.
No,
so I still have 2 advantages to play with. Can I crit twice? I have enough for 2 crits?
I don't think so.
That makes sense. I'll use my 2 advantages other ways.
Crit 99.
Whoa. I don't know what that does.
What?
Let me roll that real quick.
Holy shit.
I mean, if he has durable, though, he might... be able to...
He does not have durable.
Okay.
That could be intense.
I don't think that's instant death, is it?
It's up there.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I almost died instantly, so it would be good payback.
I think instant death is like in the 150.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wait, you can roll up to 150?
Oh, because yeah, the stats adds 10 or something right. Like that. Yeah.
So you shoot him right in the arm, and his arm goes limp.
Oh!
Damn.
Ooh! Yeah.
Like the that bridge of the shoulder and
yeah,
arm,
it's right there. It's like it's armored and it's not going to work PG-13 with this. But it's like sort of dangling.
Like you see
side.
See a black hole, like not a hole but like a black blaster mark right at the part where his shoulder meets his chest.
Yeah.
And his arm just goes and it's like probably the non-dominant arm.
Yeah, his lightsaber hand is still free.
Yeah.
So,
Flint, can I real quick, just thematically, what's it called? Whatever. You see Flint, hear the noise, see the red, hear the sundering of something behind him. He rolls over onto his back, draws his pistol, and takes careful aim and just shoots the guy in the arm.
How much damage is that?
It's only 6.
6. Okay.
But it's a crit.
Wow. I love this pistol. I like this gun.
I love this pistol.
Damage-wise, technically, you didn't get through his soak.
Yeah.
But you did crazy. Cripple him.
Right, exactly. So
it
like,
just didn't
doesn't
hurt.
It doesn't...
Yeah.
It's just inconvenient.
Yeah, he has a lot of HP. Really
touch it's like him. When your arm goes numb after somebody pokes you in the right pressure point. That hit that pressure point. Yeah. It didn't do any actual damage, but his arm just goes.
Ooh. It was just a precision shot.
Ooh, gets that jelly arm.
So now it's the next hero slot.
I think you haven't gone this round.
All right, let's go for it. Tomas is gonna see this moment of opportunity and run up and attack.
Roll it.
Oh my god.
Claw in the face.
This is going to be two red and a purple?
And a purple.
I'm so glad this is turn-based, because otherwise this would never work.
You just kick the shit out of all of this.
Slice you down. Yeah.
Oh!
Great, a despair.
Despair. Let me see what I can do with despairs real quick.
A despair, no advantage.
It's just a success.
But it is
it's
a success. A despair also counts as a failure.
Well, yeah, but
yeah, there's one success.
So one success
and no advantages and a despair.
That's awesome. So
great.
It's going to hurt to do this damage.
Yeah.
If it does anything, good lord.
How did he get on the ship?
Oh, no. I know why. I know how. He's flipped a dark side.
I don't even know this is happening yet. Have you guys like yelled?
You've heard gunshots inside the ship, but you've heard some guy going.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true.
Probably,
but the thing is, the communications are jammed.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna have to take over the party boat, guys. That's gonna be our escape route.
So you're
gonna the name of the Christmas
the name
special.
Of the Christmas special.
Oh my god!
So you're gonna fall prone. What you do is you run up to him, you claw him. How much damage do you deal?
Five damage.
You claw at his armor, and he just hooks his leg around your leg, and he knocks you to the ground effortlessly after you hit him.
But also, okay.
Yeah. It is now.
Pierce something, right?
Two more hero slots. Certanuko and we cut back to the cockpit. Certanuko sits up in her seat, like, "What was that?" And Gartatha just like waves his hand to ignore it and continues starting up the ship. The Inquisitor gets to go a second time every round, so he's going to attack.
Holy cool!
Yeah, he's going to get to a, he's going to attack Tumask now.
Oh,
can I have that yellow?
No, don't let him. Don't give it to him.
Oh no!
The dice flipped over a dark side point to a light side point.
By the
vote on Twitter if you think that should count.
So it's difficulty two against you, but I think he has a blue because you're prone.
Oh,
yeah. For melee.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things again.
Two, three, four, five, six. And one advantage. Actually, two advantages, which let me see if that allows him. Actually, he's using a double bladed lightsaber. Well, it's the Inquisitor lightsaber, it's a two sided. Okay. So with two advantages, he's able to activate the other side, so he deals damage twice.
Good God.
Cool.
What?
Yep. Dual wheeling. It's kind of crazy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Game Genie thing?
Yeah. Put a Game Shark into this podcast.
Yeah.
11. So it's 11 damage against Soak and then another 6 against Soak.
Another 6 against Soak.
Yep.
11. So 7 damage. Yeah, so I'm down to 10.
Woo!
Okay.
So he slashes across your chest. The lightsaber does the twirly hum thing that it does in like one motion that you see in Rebels. Now,
nice.
Top of the round, another hero slot.
I want to shoot him again.
Well, I'm just gonna. I want to pull out my gun and go back there.
Cool. So you draw your blaster, you get up out of your seat, and you move back there as your full action, unless you.
Well,
you want to take two strain damage.
I have quick draw, actually. Draw as an incidental.
Perfect. So you're able to get back there. You run to the back of the ship where you see he's sort of in engaged range with Bosch, and he's standing over Tumask, lightsaber drawn, maybe his boots on Tumask's chest.
I'm going to fire at him with my blaster rifle.
Cool.
Two difficulty, right?
Yep.
Sure. So these...
More stuff.
Are these just purple? Or he has, right?
So yeah, it becomes two red.
Five. Two red, okay.
Yeah, it's close range.
Who's going to be our Gandalf?
Two red.
Not it.
to be Gartoffa.
Yes. One success and three advantages. And I crit.
What? Okay. Roll it.
How do you crit?
Oh my god. I crit on three advantages.
Cool. 99. All right.
85? Or is that 58?
So I'm going to cinematically describe what happens from here on out. Okay. Because technically I think you killed him.
Oh god.
Because you guys are super fucking lucky. I have to double check the rules. But what happens is Bosch is watching, things get really weird. The Inquisitor plunges his lightsaber down into Tumask's chest. Tumask is dead. Levo moves towards the Inquisitor moves towards Bosch. Levo goes charging towards him to try to save him.
I was going to do that. Yep. But so.
The Inquisitor turns around to intercept you, twirls the lightsaber, and then with a spinning motion, slices Levo in half. Mm-hmm. Flint sees that and tries to run, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And he runs down the landing ramp just as the stormtroopers get through the door and they gun him down.
No!
And this is all happening in slow motion for Bosch. As the sounds fade, the Inquisitor turns towards Bosch and raises his red lightsaber. Things go in slow motion. And just as the blade goes to slice down into Bosch, snap, Bosch wakes up from... He's been having a vision.
Oh, a vision. A vision.
Here's the thing. Everyone at the table was in on it.
Yeah. I so could not believe we did so much damage.
I was surprised.
Well, we know it won't happen now when it actually happens and we'll all die.
Yep. Yep. Do you really think there was a party ship next to us?
I want to say that party ship with like all the boobs and abs.
That was just his subconscious bleeding on it. That's how you knew it wasn't real.
Yeah. That's how you knew it was a teenager's dream. And it's like, it turns out and I wake up and like that. Like it.
This one thanks you for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes. And most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name I'm T Dubs. Tumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Bashi, who can be found on Twitter at BoschTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Funzalicious. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at J.A. Lucas, or on stage with his sketch team, Candy Ass, at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars Edge of Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.